From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The only person ever convicted in the 1988 Lockerbie bombing is reported to be dead in Libya. Family members there are being quoted as saying Abdelbaset al-Megrahi died at his home in Tripoli. His release from a Scottish prison on compassionate grounds 3 years ago sparked anger among relatives of the Lockerbie bombing's victims. In Chicago today, President Obama hosting his second summit meeting in as many days. Afghanistan will be the main focus of today's NATO meeting. NPR Scott Horsley reports the president met yesterday with leaders of the G8 countries who voiced a strong desire to keep Greece in the eurozone.
G8 leaders agreed that a strong and cohesive eurozone is important to the global economic recovery. The Obama administration says it's up to the Europeans to keep Greece in the currency bloc. G8 leaders also agreed on the need for policies in Europe that encourage economic growth, even as governments try to cut their budget deficits. President Obama says that's an emerging consensus in Europe that was strengthened by this weekend's meeting at Camp David.
Today we agreed that we must take steps to boost confidence and to promote growth and demand while getting our fiscal houses in order.
Today, Mr. Obama is hosting an even larger international gathering in Chicago as dozens of countries try to plan for a post-war future in Afghanistan. Scott Horsley, NPR News. Chicago.
At the NATO summit, protesters are gathering for a big demonstration in Chicago today. Thousands expected to march in what organizers say will be the largest demonstration so far. The Ron Paul movement did well at Minnesota State Republican Convention this weekend. Mark Sedeklik of Minnesota Public Radio reports.
An overwhelming majority of the delegation Minnesota Republicans will send to the RNC in Tampa this summer will be going in support of Texas Congressman and GOP presidential candidate Ron Paul. Paul supporters cheered wildly on news they secured 12 of the 13 national delegates up for election at the Minnesota convention. They came to the convention with 20 of the 24 national delegates previously elected. Ron Paul backers also won on another front. The U.S. Senate candidate Paul supported prevailed in a three-way endorsement battle. Barring a primary challenge, Minnesota State Representative Kurt Bills will take on Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar this year. For NPR News, I'm Mark Sedeklik in St. Cloud, Minnesota.
The Chinese activist whose escape from house arrest sparked a diplomatic standoff between the U.S. and China says he's grateful to the U.S. for its help.
At the most critical junctures, the American embassy in China provided a safe haven, and the American government has provided great assistance.
Chen Guangcheng speaking through a translator after his arrival in New York City. He arrived at his temporary home last night. He'll be staying in an apartment at New York University. This is NPR News. The weather's been helping firefighters in western states. In Colorado, crews are taking advantage of lower temperatures and higher humidity. Officials say a fire near Fort Collins is nearly contained. Slower winds are helping out in the fight against the Gladiator Fire in central Arizona. That fire forced hundreds to flee the old mining town of Crown King. But resident Becky Tucker told KSAZ-TV that she's optimistic her town is okay.
I'm pretty confident that the community itself is relatively safe.
The Gladiator Fire is one of four wildfires burning in Arizona, which has been hit hard by drought. Wildfires also burning in California, Nevada, New Mexico, Oregon, and Utah. Horse racing could end up with a Triple Crown winner this year. Art Buist of member station WYPR in Baltimore reports Al Havanother's victory in the Preakness Stakes is turning skeptics into believers.
In 135 years, only 11 horses have managed to win the Kentucky Derby, the Preakness, and the Belmont Stakes. I'll Have Another won the first two duels with stunning victories coming from behind in the final yards. In the Preakness, he beat Bodemeister by a neck. Jockey Mario Gutierrez and trainer Doug O'Neill had never been to any of the Triple Crown races before this year. With an unusually early arrival at Pimlico for the Preakness, trainer O'Neill made himself known around Baltimore, including throwing out the first pitch at an Orioles game. I'll Have Another will be in New York soon for the Belmont, and O'Neill plans to get familiar with the Big Apple.
I would love the opportunity to do cool things in New York if we can.
The Belmont Stakes will be run in 3 weeks. For NPR News, I'm Art Buist in Baltimore.
And I'm Giles Snyder. NPR News from Washington.